Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 9. Enjoying Christ with God on the ground of oneness. Day 5. Related Verses. Deuteronomy 12:15. Yet you may slaughter and eat meat within all your gates, in all that your soul desires, according to the blessing of Jehovah your God, which he has given you. The unclean and the clean may eat it, as the gazelle and the deer. Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17. 3 times a year all your males shall appear before Jehovah your God, in the place which he will choose, at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, at the Feast of Weeks, and at the Feast of Tabernacles. And they shall not appear before Jehovah empty-handed. Each man shall give as he is able to give, according to the blessing of Jehovah your God, which he has given you. Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you for a share of the allotted portion of the saints in the light. Philippians 3:13. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 14:26. What then, brothers? Whenever you come together, each one has a psalm, has a teaching, has a revelation, has a tongue, has an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. Revelation 19:7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Suggested reading. The children of Israel could enjoy the rich produce of the good land in two ways. The common way was to enjoy the common portion of the rich produce of the good land at any time, in any place, and with anybody. The special way was to enjoy the top portion, the first fruit and the firstborn, in the unique place chosen by God. If we consider our experience, we shall see that we have two kinds of enjoyment of Christ's riches. We may say that we have the common enjoyment of Christ and the special enjoyment of Christ. We have experienced the special enjoyment of Christ in the proper church life. Whenever we come to a meeting of the church, the enjoyment of Christ is high and rich. We all need to enjoy Christ, both in our private life and in the church life. Although the enjoyment of Christ in the church life is wonderful, it cannot replace our enjoyment of him in our private life. Likewise, the enjoyment in our private life cannot replace the enjoyment in our public life, in our church life. Many Christians today do not see these two aspects of the enjoyment of Christ. The life we need to enjoy, the good land, is a life, first of all, of laboring on Christ, seeking to enjoy him and experience him in every situation. The people of Israel, after they occupied the good land and all their enemies were subdued, simply labored on the land. They tilled the ground, sowed the seed, watered the plants, nurtured the vines, and pruned the trees. It is a picture of how we must work diligently on Christ that we may enjoy his all-inclusive riches. Christ is rich beyond measure, but the church today is groveling in poverty. Why? It is because the Lord's children today are indolent. they will not exert themselves to labor on Christ. The Lord told his people that they must come together to worship him at least 3 times a year. And he told them that whenever they come together, they must bring something in their hands to him of the produce of the good land. If they were lazy and did not work on the land, not only would they be unable to bring anything to the Lord, but they would have nothing to satisfy themselves. They would be hungry. We have to labor on Christ day by day so that we produce him in mass production. We need more than just a little of Christ to satisfy our own needs. We must produce enough of him so that there will be a surplus remaining for others. We are meeting together to have an exhibition of Christ, not just the Christ whom God gave us, but the Christ we have produced, the Christ upon whom we have labored and whom we have experienced. Brothers and sisters, this is what all our meetings should be, an exhibition, a fair, in which all sorts of the produce of Christ are displayed. The life in the land is a life full of the enjoyment of Christ, both personally and collectively with the Lord's people. May we be diligent to labor on him, to have our hands filled with him, and then come to the place that he has appointed, to the very ground of unity, to enjoy this rich and glorious Christ with God's children and with God himself.